Thank you very much for taking your time to come out to hear about this exciting investment. I think you'll find it that. Dunn Capital Management has been trading clients' funds for 28 and a half years, since October of 1974. During that time, we've achieved a compound annual rate of return of over 23%, and that's after all fees and expenses. And we're currently, as has been mentioned, trading a little over $1 billion of client money. In addition to that, we have another $150 million of our own money, our employees, and our pension plan that is trading very, very similar programs to what the rest of the clients are trading. We're a small firm. Currently, we are 17 people. I am the chairman, and my background is that I earned a PhD in theoretical physics from Northwestern University back in 1965. Our president has been with us 24 years, and he has a background in mathematics and a master's of science in operations research. And the newest part of our management team is our executive vice president, who has a PhD in biology and a medical doctor's degree also. He's been engaged in medical research for about the last 9 years. And as I said, he's been with us about 4.5 years. And actually, he wants my job, and he happens to be my son, Dr. Dunn. We have 12 others on the staff. Their backgrounds are science, engineering, economics, accounting, computer programmers, and traders. So while we are only 17, we still operate 24-hour desks and trade global markets around the world. So our investment style is that we are medium to long-term trend followers, and our approach is quantitative. That is, we have computer models that have been developed from historic studies, statistical studies, of the behavior of the various futures that we trade over as long a history as they have. And that means for new futures, typically that's 4 or 5 years as a minimum, and for ones that are longer established, that sometimes is 15 to 25 years that we've analyzed. We exercise no discretion whatsoever in executing the orders that are generated by our computer models, and we simply do not override these models or these signals. And the markets we trade are global exchange-traded futures that have large trading volumes, so that we are able, with our clients' funds, to move in and out of these markets without upsetting them or giving them the impression that we are the leader instead of the follower. We have serious risk management programs in place, and always have, and our target to design a program is to, for each program, to have a 1% probability of having to experience a loss of 20% or more in a 1 month period. Now, that risk level can be changed by the client to either a higher risk or a lower risk, but in the entire history, 28 and a half years, we have had very, very few clients that have elected to choose either a higher or a lower risk level. And Tricycle, is with the great majority, has decided that they wanted our program to be at our standard risk level. In actual experience, using our dollar-weighted composite performance for the 28 and a half years, which is 342 months, we have experienced 5 losses of over 20%. Now, that's a little over 1% of the months, but it's well within the statistical measure for a 1% tail on the distribution. This is a graph of our 28 and a half years experience for all the trades we've ever made, and it's compared to the S&P 500 during that same period. I would like to point out that this measure, this axis here is logarithmic instead of linear, whereas this is linear in time. And the reason it's logarithmic is so you can see at any given time the same number of inches up or down always represents the same amount of percentage change. So we haven't masked the volatility at any point. It's all equally shown to you. So the results are that we have achieved approximately a 23.8% rate of return over this period, and the S&P has achieved about a 13.3% rate of return. And the correlation between the two time series is approximately zero. And finally, we note that a dollar invested 28 and a half years ago in our program and a dollar into the S&P program, that the dollar in our program would have grown 12.4 times higher than the S&P during that same period. This is the same information as the previous chart, except we have taken five-year windows and 5 years in each case and rolled them forward. And we see that 85% of the time, the Dunn program has been above the S&P. And the few times when the S&P has been above the Dunn, the differential is rather modest. This is a chart of the monthly return for all the 342 months. And we see that there's a great deal of variation going on here. But in particular, here is the minus 20, and there's two events here, and that's one, and there's two more over here, and those are the five times that we have had the 20% loss. But note that on the upside, there are many, many times where we've exceeded the plus 20%. But of course, this is a winning program, and you would expect a lot more on the plus side than the minus side. Also, this is a 48-month rolling standard deviation of our monthly returns, and we believe that this is a significant or meaningful slight decline in our volatility, and then it tends to flatten out here. And we believe this is because we have become a little more skillful in our risk management methods. Here we have an example of what happens when the S&P and economic conditions in general are having a very difficult time. In the 28 and a half years, there have been 19 months in which the S&P had lost 6% or more. And we've shown those along with the corresponding result for the Dunn Composite. And the differential of the results is relatively dramatic, in that the S&P has averaged down almost 9, where we have averaged up almost 9. And while 19 months is not a very big sample of 342, these are very important because there's a very high likelihood that this will continue to persist in the future. When things get difficult, we are likely to do well, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. This is the graphical representation of our correlation calculation. Each dot on this chart you take the return from the S&P and you take the return from the Dunn and you get a spot. So there's 342 spots on there, and that's a pattern of a shotgun as opposed to a correlation or a relationship. If we had any significant relationship between the two, we would be showing these dots falling along a straight line if it was a positive correlation, or they would be falling along a straight line in this direction if we had a negative correlation. We have approximately a zero correlation. We've shown a few examples of events that you may have recalled seeing. This is the October 87 stock market crash, where the S&P lost about 22 and we lost about 2. Here is the August 88 Asian crisis, where the S&P lost around 16 and we gained about 22. And the point here is that there is no correlation, and again, we'll talk about that in a moment, is why you shouldn't expect any. This is another way of looking at the risk that a client accepts when he signs on to one of our programs. And this is showing you the worst possible result for a given length of time, as well as the best possible result for any given length of time if you were invested in one of our programs. And we see that after about 3.25 years, this worst result goes above zero and becomes better and better, whereas at this point the best result is over 50%. And as time goes on, of course, both of the curves approach the same number, namely the average of the 24% that we have accomplished for the whole 28 and a half years. And this is our chart for the efficient frontier, using the S&P 500 for the 28 and a half years and our Dunn composite for the same period of time. This is the point where it's the S&P alone, and this shows that it has a variation or standard deviation of around 4.5% per month, and it has a return of around 0.65 per month. Now, each one of these little diamonds is when we add another 5% of Dunn to the S&P alone. So here we have 10% Dunn and 90% S&P, here 20% Dunn and 80%, here 30 Dunn and 70% S&P. And the reason it's called the efficient frontier is because, as Fred has mentioned, adding our kind of a program with low correlation to this S&P, you find that here is the lowest point of risk on this curve. And at that point, we have brought the risk lower down to approximately between 4 and 4.25, and we have increased the rate of return from 0.65 to about 0.85, which is, I think you will understand, is significant. Now, another point of interest is this Sharpe ratio, which is a measure of how well your returns are related to the risk you have to accept. And here we find that the maximum for this example of the Sharpe ratio is when it's at 0.79. And at that point, it's a 30-70 split, and we see that that is approximately the same risk level as the S&P alone, but now we have a rate of return between 1 and 1.1. Again, significant improvement. And then, as Fred had mentioned, beyond this, we start to lose our Sharpe ratio and increase our risk, but we are still increasing our rates of return. And what one needs for their own portfolio is best decided by yourselves and your investment advisor. Now, the program that Tricycle has asked us to trade for them is one that's called the World Monetary Asset Program. And it is our largest single program. It trades financial futures around the world, and currently it is responsible for about 54% of the assets under management at Dunn. It uses exactly the same methodology that was developed almost 30 years ago. It uses the same models. It uses the same manner in which it analyzes markets to determine where the buy and sell signals are and how much to buy and sell. And the only thing that's ever changed about this whole model is the vehicles that are being able to be used in the portfolio, because new futures have come online that have been able to be added to the portfolio, and in some cases older futures that had been used the liquidity has dried up so much that we couldn't use them anymore. So this is our oldest model that now encompasses the financials, because that's where the large volumes are. And these are the 23 markets that it currently trades in. And these markets are global. They're all around the world. And we've shown the particular future, as well as where the exchange is. And this slide shows you how the risk is allocated between those 23 futures. 37% in non-U.S. interest rates, 25% in U.S. interest rates, 16% in the major currencies, 17% in stock indices, and 5% in energies. This is an example of how our WMA program trades a market. This has been picked because it was a particularly favorable market for our particular model. This is 18 months of the Japanese yen, and as you can see, it went up and down, and there were some significant trends, so we should have had an opportunity to make some money, and it turns out we did. Since the WMA is a reversal system, it's always in the market. It's either long or short, trying to follow and identify the major trends. So while this is the first signal that's shown on the chart, we obviously must have been short coming in here, and this rise here was enough to tell us we should quit being short and start being long. And it seemed like a pretty smart thing to do about this time after we saw that happen. Then we had a significant retracement, which caused a short signal here. Now, there's something to note here is that this rise seems very small in comparison to this drop that took to get the short signal. But the reason is because our program and our model has always incorporated near-term volatility. And this volatility here is far less than the volatility that was going on here. So it took less of a change from the previous recent market to give us a change in direction here than it did here. Now, also because the volatility is very high here, this rise was, while it's much larger than this, was not enough to give us a long signal. And as a result, we rode this short position for nearly a year, all the way down to here, when we got a long signal, which was wrong, and we reversed and went down to the short. Now, that was a very, very good market for our program. But some markets are not so good. And this is a not so good market. This is the same exact period of time, and the British pound was truly miserable here for us. As you can see, we were buying tops and selling bottoms, and this was a very poor way to try to increase our clients' equities. But this kind of behavior, even in a something like the British pound or something that isn't working for a while, it doesn't continue forever. And also, it's just one part of our portfolio, so we have more diversification. So we are able to live through these disappointing times also. Now, the WMA program began back in November of 1984. And so this is its entire history, which is almost 18 and a half years. And we've shown it again on a logarithmic scale. And we've shown it compared to the S&P. And the rates of return are shown there, where we have 19.6 and 12.4. with, again, the correlation coefficient being approximately zero. And we see that at the end of this experience, the investment in the Dunn WMA program would have been 3.3 times higher than the same investment in the S&P. So our characteristics are that we only trade in high volume markets on exchange regulated exchanges. And because of that, we have virtually no credit risk, because it is the exchanges and the clearinghouses that guarantee the validity of all these contracts. So we have virtually no third-party credit risk, nor do our clients. Our positions and our trades are completely transparent, because we will tell our clients, either the broker tells them directly or we tell our clients, what trades we've made every day and what our positions are. So there's nothing secretive about where we are and how we got there. Our performance is not a result of anybody's judgment, mine or anyone else that works for us. It is a result of long-tested computer simulations and models. Our risk is very actively managed, and because this program is a reversal program, it will go short a given future as often as it goes long. So for these reasons, because it trades a different kind of a portfolio of different kind of investments than most asset classes, and because it is likely to be short as well as long at any given time, this is why you would have expected, if you knew nothing else about it, you would expect this kind of a program to have zero correlation with all other asset classes, and it does. We do have low correlation or zero with all other asset classes. So what do we bring to the table, to Tricycle? Our contribution is that, number one, we bring a very, very long history of high performance under different and changing economic and political conditions. We bring a near zero correlation with all other asset classes, and we bring a very strong likelihood of doing very, very well under very difficult times. Thank you.